You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. Now, personal productivity has always been very, very close to me, as you will listen from in this episode that I'm doing with Taina. She's an absolute guru in that area, and she uses Notion. I have seen a couple of others using this pretty outstanding tool as well. So stay tuned to learn more about this. And even if you don't use this tool, you can probably take a lot from this episode. Taina also runs a workshop at the upcoming conference about exactly this. So check out the conference homepage at theeffectivestatistician.com and sign up for the premium version of the conference so you get access to this interactive workshops and many more. Like with Daniel Sabanis from previous Roche. Now he runs his own company with a couple of others. That is about statistical software engineering. It will absolutely be outstanding. We also have machine learning from Bayer and from Boehringer colleagues. We have something about simulation and synthetic data generation with Darko. We have leadership styles with Franziska. I will give a workshop about data visualization. And we have Peter, who is an expert in effective self-management. This is really about work-life balance and that you can set boundaries and all these kind of different things. I can highly recommend this. It is so much needed in our world where lots of people are under so much pressure. So sign up for the premium version of the conference as fast as possible so that you don't need to pay the full price that comes into effect beginning of November. Welcome to another episode of The Effective Statistician. And today I'm very excited to talk with Taina about productivity. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Alexander. I'm super excited to talk about this favorite topic of mine today. So yeah, can't wait to get started.
Yeah, I'm super happy to talk about this because just talked shortly before we hit the record button said, well, my productivity systems are already okay, but well, there's definitely always some kind of improvement possible. And one of the things that I want to send to people before we dive into it, you'll also have the opportunity to speak with Taina at the upcoming conference of the Effective Statistician. So if you have not registered yet, please do so. She will run a workshop and lots of the things that you will learn about today, you can then actually start it with NZ. Before we get a little bit more into this, by the way, you need the premium version for the conference for that. So that's one thing to have in mind. So let's get started. What's actually productivity for you?
Well, that's a big question for sure. But to me, productivity is essentially about making the most of your time and getting the best outcomes in life and work that you possibly can. So it's really the prerequisite for making the most out of what you have as a person, your skills, your time available, and making sure that you're putting your effort and your focus on the right things that are going to make the biggest impact in your life and in your work. That's for me what productivity is essentially about.
Yeah, and I think it's also making it easy. That you don't kind of spend a lot of time on things that are not creating any value.
I think it's really important. Yeah.
And the other thing is also the collaboration part is quite important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So to elaborate a little bit on that, when we're going about our work and when we're going about our lives, it's so easy to just like get bogged down in all kinds of unnecessary details. You get distracted by different kinds of things and just waste a lot of time and effort on things that don't truly matter, looking for lost items, and reinventing the wheel where not necessary. And also, as you mentioned, collaboration is really important as well. So often when we are doing things in work and life, we need to work together with others. We need to be communicating statuses, communicating progress updates and that sort of thing. So unless we have good productivity systems in place, both process and tools wise, we're not able to manage all of that effectively. We will find ourselves very inefficient and thus not really making the kind of progress towards our goals as we would like to.
Yeah. How did you get interested in this area personally?
Good question. I think I've always been a very, I would say, ambitious person and someone who like really wants to figure out ways to get what I want and achieve those things that I find valuable in life. And then being productive and having a good control over the things I work on and the things I need to manage, I've always seen it as I mentioned, like something really fundamental in being able to make progress towards my goals and achieve great things in life. So that's why I've been always very interested in different kinds of tricks and ways and tools to be more productive and be more effective with my time. So that's why I've really looked into a lot of literature, a lot of different tools over the years in how I could make the most out of the time and resources I have. And yeah, that previously I worked in the corporate and startup world. It was really helpful even then. And now as an entrepreneur, I get to share a lot of that enthusiasm and also that experience with my own clients.
Yeah, I'm also driven by kind of the value that I create. That is really important for me.
Yeah.
And of course, we all have the same amount of time. You know, nobody has
more
today.
Unfortunately, just that much. Yeah.
And so I really want to make the most of that. And kind of also, you know, if you're working in a regular job, you're paid by the hour. I still think it's really important to make the most out of the hour so that you can actually get benefits like a promotion, better career opportunities. And also for me, it's just, you know, personal satisfaction. If I waste a lot of time on things that are not really value adding, I think this is really frustrating for me. And so productivity is a real thing, a big thing. And I've also looked over the years in many, many different books. I think one of the first ones I looked into was by, I'm blanking on the name, the standard book for productivity with this weekly review and also
making GT, like getting things done.
Getting things done. Exactly.
One of my favorites. Yeah. Yeah.
Getting things done.
It's a really cohesive, like systemized approach to staying productive and staying on top of things. I can also highly recommend that book, Getting Things Done.
Yeah, it has some very, very important features in it. And I don't have it fully implemented because there's quite a lot of lists in there.
Yeah.
However, there's some principles in there that are really, really great. Now, there's all these, of course, these theories and things like that. But when it now comes to actually implementing them, you need to have some tools. And of course, you can use paper planner or things like this. I still see lots of people running around with paper sheets and others use all kinds of different tools out there. However, you got into Notion. How did you step over Notion?
Yeah, so definitely, as you mentioned, lots of things can be managed on paper. Even in the original versions of the Getting Things Done book, David Allen is promoting this paper-based method where you have a filing system and tickler files and all that. But yeah, essentially, we're still living in the 21st century. So I think we could do better than notebooks and paper these days. And we're really missing out on a lot of things if we don't use these digital tools. My own journey towards Notion, it started in 2018. I had already before that being a big fan of digital tools for keeping myself and all the information and work organized. I used to, well, I've always put myself in challenging positions, but already in the corporate world where I was managing lots of moving pieces, I often struggled to like keep things organized and know what to prioritize and so on. So early on in my career, I started looking into digital tools that could help me do that. I tried a bunch of them like Asana, Trello, different kinds of spreadsheet systems, Monday, you name it. And then in 2018, I was working in a tech startup. I again had a lot of things on my plate. And one colleague of mine gave me a tip that, hey, have you heard about this tool Notion? I find it pretty cool. It kind of combines this note-taking with relational databases, and you can kind of turn it into what kind of productivity system you want yourself. So I decided to give it a try, and soon I found myself really, really going deep in it. And I just really got so fascinated by the flexibility and versatility of that tool and how I could really like turn it into my all-in-one workspace for keeping all the areas of work and business, life, hobbies, whatever, organized in one place and never like need to figure out where to find that and what to do next. And could that made my life just so much easier. So that was my initial like introduction to Notion, and then I've been using it ever since, and now of course on a daily basis with my team to help clients achieve the similar kinds of amazing benefits that it can offer.
Okay, so you mentioned, you know, all kind of private stuff and business stuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool that it kind of integrates everything. I probably have for business things different stuff than for private, and I have combination of many, many different tools to kind of achieve that. But of course, all these tools don't necessarily talk to each other. In the business life, what do you actually do in Notion? So can you give a couple of examples of what you do in there?
Well, yeah, this is a very difficult question because there are so many answers. But to not spend the whole hour listing at the different kinds of possibilities, to name a few common ways, me and also our clients use Notion. When it comes to your personal life, you can use and personal productivity, you can use Notion to, for example, keep all of your notes and all of your knowledge and learnings organized in one place, as well as documents. So that's one great way to use Notion. And also, very many people find Notion really helpful in tracking tasks, like keeping a list of your to-dos, categorizing them in different ways so you can easily find what you need to do for this area of your life or that project, and plan and prioritize for the upcoming month or week and so on. Another personal...
I need to directly ask. So you mentioned two things in there. So documents, so you also kind of write documents like, you know, others would use Google Docs or Word or whatever. You also write documents in there? And if you... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you can use Notion to write text, create different kinds of pages with multimedia to bring in photos and video and audio, even build websites. So you can definitely create many different kinds of documents using Notion. And then it has these built-in relational databases, which is a little bit like a, not exactly, but a little bit like a spreadsheet where you can start putting in different kinds of data and then you can filter and look at it in different ways in the right context. So yes, Notion has very flexible features in creating documents for text and other types of content, and then databases that you can use to store and organize pretty much any kind of information. So that's
interesting. So you basically not just have a usual document, you basically have something that also can pull in information from other sources. So unlike, I don't know whether that is possible in Google Docs or in Word, yeah, maybe. But in Notion, you could, for example, pull in, don't know, updated information that comes from this database and these kind of things as well.
Yes. You can store a lot of almost any kind of information in these Notion databases, and then you can make it automatically show you the right data and right information in whatever context you're working on. So, for example, if you have a projects database, you could open that project and inside it automatically see the list of those relevant tasks, list of those meeting notes and documents that are relating to that project's context. Okay. So yeah, you can definitely do that. And it also integrates with a lot of external tools. So with many other tools you might be using, you can be pulling stuff into Notion automatically as well. So that can be really, really helpful.
That's pretty cool. I'm just thinking about that. You know, very often you would reuse certain text parts again and again. And if you use them in different documents, you basically can just, you know, pull them in. And if you update them centrally, then they're updated in all kind of different documents automatically.
Yeah, there's even this little feature called like synced block. Everything in Notion is essentially a block that you can use to build. So there is this concept called synced block, which could be a piece of text and you could automatically make it update wherever in your system you're using that same snippet of text.
The other thing that you mentioned was kind of tasks. So one of the things that I always struggle with is tasks and then my calendar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I find it really, really difficult to make sure that kind of, you know, the task and the time and the calendar, that, you know, there's always kind of a, you know, inconsistency between when I need to do things, how much time I have, blocking that in my calendar, updating it, changing it. It's a huge hassle.
It is. That's definitely a common pain point that people I talk to face. And Notion does have a pretty cool solution to that as well. So last year, they launched this Notion calendar. So it's a calendar tool that you can use with your Google Calendar so that you can see in one place in your same calendar, you can see your different kinds of meeting events, and you can also see any things that you might have in a Notion database. So you could, for example, use that to like plan your daily tasks right next to your calendar events and see all of that in one place, or take notes of your meetings so that they automatically go and get categorized, even AI summarized in your Notion meetings database. So that can be quite powerful in solving the issue of having your calendar in one place and then having all of the other information and tasks in another place. So Notion also nicely can bring these together with the Notion calendar.
How does Notion integrate with generative AI?
Notion has its own built-in AI functionality, which is extremely cool. So basically, if you enable Notion AI in your workspace, you can do things such as summarize documents or meeting notes automatically, edit text with the help of AI without having to copy paste between ChatGPT, but just working in the same tool and having all the benefits of AI, like editing and translating, proofreading in the same place. And also it has this AI Q&A functionality. So you can just ask the AI assistant, like, what was the name of the CEO of that company we had a meeting last week? And then the AI will go through all the contents of your workspace and just give you the answer like this with references. So it you don't even need to be able to find it yourself in Notion. The AI assistant can do that as well. And it also integrates with some other tools you might be using, such as Slack or Google Drive, and it can search from that vast amount of information as well. So you can really like save hours and hours of time just by asking the chat.
That's cool. Yeah.
And something you couldn't easily do with ChatGPT, which doesn't know your private documents. It doesn't access all of that internal information.
Yeah. Searching is definitely one big, big task. Yeah. You're constantly searching for something. So actually, the Notion kind of either complements or replaces lots of different tools. So any tools that you have used before that you're now not using anymore?
For sure, yes. So some good examples of tools that Notion can replace include, for example, well, of course, a task and to-do manager. You don't need a separate app for that. You can forget about Todoist. You can forget about your notes app for tracking your tasks. So that's one thing for sure. Then any like notebook you're using or tool like OneNote or Evernote, where you might be taking notes, you can entirely replace it with Notion. Also, many clients are replacing a lot of Google Docs or Microsoft documents that they might be using for organizing their information, because they can do the same with Notion. So also a lot of people might be replacing spreadsheets with Notion by just starting to build those similar things in a Notion database and also track it in one place and making it much more dynamic at the same time. Those are a few very, very common examples. And also maybe worth still mentioning, lots of business owners and people working inside in the business context also might use Notion to replace CRM tools, which can be hugely expensive, actually. So you could start tracking your sales leads in a Notion database instead, in a more customizable way. And also similarly, you could track your client information, interactions, and client projects and process in Notion as well. Not to mention process management tools like Process Street or all that. You can really, really bring so many things in one place and build an all-in-one system.
That's pretty cool. And it looks like Notion is kind of still growing and adding all kind of different functionalities. However, I think the underlying system, that basically everything talks to everything.
Yeah.
That makes it super, super interesting. And I also love that it has these different APIs, like what you mentioned with Slack or with Google Documents. That makes it also super powerful. A friend of mine, another statistician, actually raved about it already years ago to me. Yeah. And it's great that it's still growing and all adding all the new features in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think they're even just picking up like so many more things coming out of the pipeline these days. Yeah.
So if now the listener wants to start using Notion, what would be good first steps to get into it?
Well, it's actually pretty straightforward, because Notion doesn't even require you to like purchase any license when you get started. So there is a free version that one can sign up just by going to notion.so, and that way get access to their personal workspace. So that's free to start. And then Notion has a template library, which includes a wide range of pre-made templates for different purposes. For example, if you want to track the books you're reading, you can surely find a template that you can put right there and immediately have a system for tracking your reading stuff, similarly for many of the other use cases I talked about. So that is a great way to get started when you're still learning things and you already want to have a way to start tracking things in one place. And then if you're very short on time or you want a more integrated system, there are, of course, consulting services like us who can help to really customize it the way you want from the start. But those templates can be an easy way to get started, especially if on a budget.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of customizing it, do I need coding skills or how does it work?
No, it's totally a no-code tool, as we sometimes call it. So you don't need any coding skills. You don't need to be any kind of tech wizard to make use of Notion. I've worked with many clients who like actually hated tech. And when you just say tool and tech for them, they're like, ooh. But with the help of these pre-made templates or by having someone to help you customize it, you don't need to be a tech wizard to use it. And even if you want yourself to customize, if you don't like some template exactly as it is and you want to make your own tweaks, it's relatively straightforward. So as I mentioned, no coding need. You just need to learn a few tips like where to click to find the settings so you can, for example, add a new property to track for some database or add a new view that shows your data in another way. So all of those functionalities are available without coding. It may take a little bit of learning in the beginning to really start customizing it, but the Notion also offers a wide range of resources and courses and video materials that can be helpful in getting a good start.
You mentioned the free price at the beginning, a free sign up. In terms of if you would think like, well, for the usual office worker, what do you think the free stuff is enough, or what kind of paid version would you need?
It depends, of course, on the details of what you need, but I would say for 80% of people using Notion for personal use are on the free plan, and it's serving a lot of great functionalities just like that. So definitely you don't need to make any major investment to have it available for your work. Often many companies also provide Notion for their employees. So you might want to check with your company because they might already have purchased it, and you would even have a paid version sponsored by the company. But yeah, a lot of things are possible to do on the free plan. I would say most of things are. Then when it comes to paid plans, that's what you need typically when you want to work with the team and the free guests are not enough for you. So you want to have the full functionality available for your team. That's when you would purchase a paid plan. Also, if you want to have like more control over retention of your data, like not lose data accidentally, but still find it in your trash in case you need it. And AI is also one functionality that you need a paid plan for. And the new Notion charts, which I'm totally excited about. So if you want to do diagramming and charts out of your data, that's one example of a thing where a paid plan is needed.
I love a good chart.
I was just yesterday revamping my whole financials management, building all sorts of line and bar and donut charts of everything possible. So I'm really excited about this new feature as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the paid plans, they are not very expensive. So it's like where they just updated pricing, but I think it's still roughly 10 euros a month for the paid plans.
Yeah, which is, if you think about how many tools it replaces, is
it's incredible. Yeah.
So let's have a little bit of a pre-look into the conference, because I'm super excited that you'll also give a workshop at the conference.
Me too.
What can people expect from this 90-minute workshop?
Absolutely happy to tell. So what I want this workshop to be is like a really effective way for you to get started with Notion if you're not yet really so much a wizard with that tool. So we will be, first of all, covering what Notion is about, like what are the key benefits and what you can do with it. And then it will be a very hands-on interactive session where I will be first like teaching and going through the most important features of Notion and how you use it. And then we will be guiding the audience really hands-on, like step-by-step in how you create your account so that they have an account to work with. I will be having some practical exercises for the participants so they can already start creating some pages there, even setting up their first databases for tracking things in Notion. So after this workshop, you will essentially understand what Notion is about, what are the benefits on a deeper level, and you will have your account created and you will have your first database set up and you're good to start using the tool. So I really want to people to come out of this workshop already having something concrete that they can start using right afterwards.
Listening to you, I can't wait for the conference to start because I actually want to participate myself in this workshop. Thanks so much, Taina. We talked about productivity and Notion as a tool and that it's so, so flexible. It covers all these different aspects, you know, much more than, you know, just a to-do list or just a note-taking tool or things like this, but it's everything in one place. And this is super, super great. And also, I love that it's really built based on logic and data and rather than just, you know, that it captures things, but that you can actually work with it. And that makes it so much fun. I think especially the community of the effective statistician will love it because we are all very logical, data-driven people. And having a tool that exactly fits to that is absolutely cool.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Looking forward to it myself too.
Yeah, and if you can't wait to work with Taina, then just, you know, head over to our blog of this podcast episode, and of course you will also be able to find her on LinkedIn, and we'll share all these kind of different things on the episode homepage of theeffectivestatistician.com. Thanks so much again, Taina.
So much, Alexander.
Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you.
Don't miss to sign up for the premium version of the conference to get access to the workshop with Taina and many more workshops. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS who helped with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.